With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A ceasefire, but a lot of questions and maybe a few answers coming out of the war-torn region.
Iran, the United States, and Israel say they have reached a temporary ceasefire in the war that swept across the Middle East. But there are big questions that still remain. Top of mind is the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which 20% of crude oil and natural gas passes in peacetime. Iran insists that its military is still going to control access through the strait, and we've heard from one diplomat that says Iran and Oman, whose territorial waters form the strait, would still be collecting fees from passing ships. This is a big departure from what it had been before. The world largely considers the strait an international waterway that should be free for all.
That is correspondent John Gambrell reporting elsewhere. Israel intensifying its attacks on the Hezbollah terrorist group in Lebanon, killing more than 180 of them. And now an entirely different look at the war and what yet may be on the way. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
On the heels of the ceasefire agreement, the president said there will be no enrichment of uranium by Iran. He wrote online that the U.S. would remove any nuclear dust from the bomb sites of last summer's military strikes. Retrieving the material could be very difficult, and it remains to be seen what the United States would do with any enriched uranium that is removed. The president also said his administration will be discussing tariff and sanctions relief with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, U.S. authorities are saying a Guatemalan man pleading guilty in federal court to a felony offense stemming from the crash of a human smuggler's truck in Mexico that killed more than 50 migrants 5 years ago. Authorities say 160 human beings were packed into that truck when it overturned in southern Mexico. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Texas, Michael Harrington reports.
A lawsuit filed by a mosque in Plano aimed at preventing street preaching has been dismissed. The Epic Islamic Center filed suit over members of Heritage Grace Community Church gathering on nearby public property to hand out gospel tracts and Bibles to people heading toward the mosque. The plaintiffs point out in court that they were set up 500 feet away from the Islamic Center with a strip mall between them and the building. Michael Harrington reporting.
Education Department terminating Biden-era agreements reached with five school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. The decision means the Trump administration will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for the schools to hide the students' gender identity from their parents and to always use preferred pronouns. This is SRN News. Well, the woman of providing an actor with the drugs that killed him has been in court. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Josephine Sanga has been sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to illegally selling Friends actor Matthew Perry the ketamine that killed him in a 2023 overdose. She was referred to in court documents as the ketamine queen, with an elaborate drug operation catering to high-end clients. Perry had been using the drug through his regular doctor as a legal off-label treatment for depression. Prosecutors say Sanga sold him 25 vials of ketamine for $6,000 in cash 4 days before his death.
A British pastor facing manslaughter charges in the drowning of a man during a backyard baptism. Prosecutors say Cheryl Bartley has been charged with gross negligence manslaughter in the death of Robert Smith, that incident in October of 2023. More details, srnnews.com.